blessing fall on me. Anointing fall on us.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
One more time, anointing fall on me.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Father, we are here before your presence. We have gathered before you, O God, expecting, anticipating that you will move and you will touch us. Your word says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please you. And as many that comes to you must believe that you are there, and that you are the rewarder of them that diligently seeks you. All of us here present, Lord, we know that you are there, and we believe that you are with us. This afternoon, in these few moments, minutes we have, touch us by your power. Move by your spirit. Breathe upon us, O God. And meet us at the point of our expectation. Do wonders in our midst. And let your word transform our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. We'll hear God's word briefly, and we will all come to receive the anointing oil, and we'll anoint ourselves and we'll pray. So two things briefly we'll do today, then we'll close the service. Amen. So let's go into God's word in Isaiah chapter 10, the verse 27, and I want to read from the King James Version. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And a yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And a yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. I want these words to flow in your spirit. Amen. People of God, no condition is permanent. There is no situation or condition that is permanent. Hallelujah. There is a certainty that there is a time and a period that is called that day. That day. And it's saying that on that day it shall come to pass. And pay attention to, it shall come to pass. It shall come to pass means it will be done. It shall come to pass means it will happen. it will happen. So there is going to be a transition from your current state where you are to something better. To something better. That day. So, when you are weeping, weeping will not last all long or all years. When you are in pain, that pain is not going to be there forever. And the Bible says in Psalm 30, the verse 5, it says that weeping may endure but for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning. So all night long, you may be weeping, but there's going to be the breaking of the day where you're going to rejoice, where you're going to dance, where you're going to smile. That day. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody, say, brother, sister, your situation will not last forever. God is going to speak in the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, when that day comes, burdens are going to be lifted and yokes will be broken. Burdens are things that troubles you, that gives you sleepless nights. It's like a thorn in the flesh. Burden. And a yoke. In those days, I mean, in this 21st century, we don't see yokes much. But in those days, a yoke is an instrument that is put at the neck of an animal that forces the animal to work. Hallelujah. So you see an oxen or an ox with a yoke, and it is driving the yoke and it is plowing the land. Some of us, we are burdens and yokes. We are not animals in the sense that we are not of significance or importance. But we have yokes and burdens that is hanging on our neck, that is weighing us down. Troubles that is weighing us down. But it said that the yoke shall be what? Broken. And the burden will be what? Be lifted. But look at the text again. And I want to point something to you. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. He says there that, are you there with me? Are you there, Isaiah? He said, and it shall come to pass that in that day that his burden will be taken away off your shoulder and his yoke off thy neck. So whose burden and whose yoke? Because he's telling us here that there is his burden and his yoke. His burden and his yoke. If you go and do a proper study of Isaiah chapter 10, you will know coming that Israel had been troubled by the Assyrians for a long time. Just like the Midianites, they were troubled by the Assyrians. And God is saying that there is going to be a day that I, Jehovah God, will lift their burdens off you and their yokes from your neck. And to somebody here, God is talking to you that he's going to lift any burden and any yoke. I don't know where it came from, but it can be burden and yokes of sickness, of confusion, of trouble, of delay, of anxiety, of unfruitfulness, of joblessness, that burden and yoke, he said he's going to lift it from you. Amen. And the force that is going to do that is the anointing. The anointing. The anointing. My message is titled, The Work of the Anointing. The Work of the Anointing. Acts chapter 10, the verse 38. The Bible says that how Jesus was anointed with power and the Holy Ghost. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. For God was with him. The anointing does not break yokes and lift burdens, but the anointing helps us to do good. And the anointing helps us to serve God well. The anointing helps us to walk in righteousness and the fear of the Lord. Amen. When you have God's anointing upon your life, you will walk right. You will do right. You will excel. Hallelujah. You will excel. So he tells us in Zechariah chapter 4, I believe the verse 7 or 6 or something. It says that, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Sometimes you want to do good, but you are not able. Sometimes you want to do right, but you are not able. This is where you need the unction of God. Hallelujah. The things you are struggling to do in life, the anointing would aid you. Hallelujah. The anointing will aid you. That is why this service is crucial. We're going to be anointed for the seasons and the times that is ahead of us. Amen. The anointing. The anointing. The anointing upon David enabled him to defeat the champion of the Philistines, Goliath. The anointing. The anointing upon Gideon turned him into a mighty deliverer and a mighty man of valor. The anointing. See, when the angel came to him, he said, "Oh, you are a man of valor." I said, "Me? I'm the least. My tribe is the least. God, I think you came to the wrong person. Because if I look at myself and the family that I come from, I don't think I can do any mighty thing." But he said, "Go in thy might." Hello. The hand of the Lord is going to come upon you, that you're going to confront challenges and do the impossible. Your amen is too weak. I said, the hand of God is going to come upon you, and you will do the impossible. Little boy, not a boy, but a young man, 17 years thereabout, David, before a giant, he had the audacity to say that, "Goliath, I will bring you down." I don't know the champion or the Goliath or the mountain that is before you, but by the anointing, it will be broken down. Amen. By the anointing.
Anointing fall on me.
Come, put your hand on your head.
Anointing fall on me. Let the power of
that is what we need.
Fall on me.
anointing. I know you are trying small. And I know you are doing your best. You are doing your best. You see, life is like a mountain. Some of us are at the base of the mountain. Some of us are at the belly of the mountain. And a lot of us are trying to get to the summit of the mountain. How can you climb this giant mountain and get to the summit? Tell the people that climbs Mount Everest. And they will tell you that it is not easy. At a point, you need oxygen to be able to travel far. But the anointing of God will propel you. The anointing of God will give you the capacity and the capability to achieve what you want to achieve in life. The anointing. Somebody say the anointing. The anointing. I don't know about you, but I have some mountains to climb this year. I have some giants to kill this year. I have so many things to accomplish this year, and I need God's anointing. I cannot do it by myself, by my own. In fact, Hannah said, by strength shall no man prevail. By strength. You cannot prevail by your strength. You cannot prevail by your eloquence, your beauty. You cannot prevail. It takes the hand of the Lord and the anointing of God. Hallelujah. David said, by my God, I have run through a troop. And by my God, I have leaped over a wall. How can you run through a troop? And troop here represent challenges and things that limit us in life. But he said, by my God, I will walk through those challenges. Put your hands together for Jesus. By my God. By my God, I will run through. It doesn't matter how difficult or how hard it is. By my God. Not by myself. By what? By my God. Or by God. By God. By God. In fact, you can put it up. Psalm 18 verse 29. Psalm 18:29. By my God. For by thee I have run through a troop. And by my God I have leaped over a wall. Not by your uncle. Not by your president. Not by your manager. But by what? By my God. Heavenly Father, we are waiting on you. In fact, we are here. Let your anointing and power come over us, come upon us. As you anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with power and the Holy Ghost, and he was able to do good, he was able to accomplish all that he needed to accomplish. And he brought liberty to the oppressed. No, we cannot do it alone in this life with what we know. We need your hand. We need your anointing. And we need your power. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, don't be comfortable with your situation or where you are. I always say this. Never be comfortable where you are, thinking that that is all. There are higher heights that you need to get to. There are higher dimensions you need to get to. But it will take God. Hallelujah. It will take God. How can your wilderness become a fruitful field, and your fruitful field become a forest? How can it be possible? Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. This can only be possible by the Spirit of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. It says that until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, until, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Until. So for you to get from point A to point Z, you need the Spirit of Yahweh upon you. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3, the Bible said that the earth was without form, void, formless. And everywhere was filled with water. But it said the Spirit of the Lord came upon the face of the deep. This is what we need. So long as the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, so long as God's Spirit is upon you, there is nothing that you cannot do. God's Spirit. We're going to pray shortly, and I will request Deacon Ademola ready to join us. I need a bowl, a little bowl that can contain an anointing oil, and we're going to come row by row. You will take a portion of the anointing oil, you go your seat, we'll anoint ourselves, then we'll pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Your prayer topic is just one. This morning, break all familiarity and switch to seriousness mode. Because sometimes familiarity can cause us a whole lot of things. Switch to seriousness mode. Because what we're going to do is a spiritual exercise. And we are trusting God that this 2026, we will certainly walk in miraculous possibilities as we anoint ourselves for the journey ahead. Amen. The journey is long. The journey is far. But by the anointing, you will ease through things. Amen. You will walk through things. No matter how hard the situation becomes, the anointing will propel you to move through. Hallelujah. Anointing. The anointing breaks yokes. The anointing lifts burdens. I say your prayer is one. As you anoint yourself, you'll be praying, Father, let any yoke upon me be broken. Let any burden upon me be lifted. Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that are heavily laden, you are burdened, and I'll do what? I will give you rest. Come unto me. I know you can hear God's word. You are troubled in certain things. In your secret closet, you are going through certain things. But right now, right here, as you anoint yourself, that worry, that burden, that situation will turn around in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can we rise onto our feet? Karabosh. I will take that song again. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
And the power of the Holy Ghost. Ikalabadosi brantele de bochkete. Fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing.
So we're going to come row by row. We'll just form, I need like four people.